Hi everybody, I'm sure you must have gone through stressful days. I'm sure you must have experienced week or maybe sometime even a longer period of time in your life when you have felt that stress is eating away the quality of your life. It is taking up the quality of your productivity. So in today's episode, we are going to discuss the healthy mechanism to cope up with the stress. We will discuss three different strategies for three different kind of stress that we all experience in our life at some point in time. So stay tuned till the end because there is a lot to know, a lot to discuss, a lot to learn from. Hi, my name is Akshay Tiwari, a holistic happiness coach, founder of Holistic Happiness Club, and without further delay, let's dive into the topic. Alright, so let's get into the topic. And as I said that we will be discussing three different type of stress management strategies for managing three different type of stress. These are going to be healthy ways to manage those stress. So let's understand what these three different type of stresses are. Okay, I have categorized, this is based on my experience and based on my observation and based on my studies. Okay, so I have categorized stresses into three different categories. Number one is daily stress. Number two, stress related to an event. And number three is long-term or life stress. All right. So what is daily stress? So this is, as the name suggests, there are some stressors in our daily life, maybe our family life, maybe our office life, and maybe something we do not like in our personal life or in the professional life that can become a stressor. So these are the stresses that we all go through on a day-to-day basis. So that is first kind of stress, that is daily stress. And the second kind of stress is stress related to an event. Something that has happened in the recent past. Maybe you have lost someone, maybe a heartbreak or some other tragic event which has happened in the recent past. So that event can be lingering in our current day and that can cause stress. So that is second type of stress related to an event. And then third type of stress is long-term stress, or I can call it life stress. This occurs when we are not satisfied with the way our life is going on. And sometime it is also termed as midlife crisis. And nowadays it is also, there is another term for people who are way younger, like 20s, late 20s and early 30s. That is called quarter life crisis. So that is related to life. When we are not happy with the way life is going on, that is called long-term or life stress. All right, so these are three types of stress. So let's now look at the strategies through which we can tackle these stresses. Strategy number one is to tackle daily stress, and it is called 3I strategy of coping with the stress. So what is these 3I? I number one is identify. So first of all, we need to identify the problem. What is causing the stress? It might sound very obvious, but this is very, very important. Oftentimes, we fail to recognize that what is causing the stress. You must have heard people saying, and maybe you must have remembered yourself, that you are saying to someone that today you are feeling very jittery. Today you are feeling very cranky. You are very moody. But you don't know why it is happening, and there is always an underlying reason for that, right? So we have to find that underlying reason that is causing the stress. Maybe we are not happy with the work which we are doing. Maybe we are not happy with some settings in our home. We need to identify that first, and once you have identified that, then the second I comes into the picture, that is called interrupt. So once you have identified the reason, that this is the reason I am getting stressed out, then you have to interrupt. Interrupting here means crafting your response to that particular stressor. So let's take an example. So let's say that morning rush to the office, the rush to reach the office on time, that causes a lot of stress in you. So once you have identified that this is the reason that I get stressed out, you need to craft a response. So when The situation arrives, when the stressor arrives in front of you, you are better prepared instead of reacting emotionally and immediately to that particular stressor. You have a response ready and crafted in advance to provide to that stressor. So in this example, let's say that the morning rest is causing stress to you. So what you have decided now, that instead of stressing about it, because stressing is not going to give you any solution, it is not going to magically teleport you from your home to office, it will not cut down the traffic. So what you have decided, that while the traffic is there, while everything else is as it is, you can take a few deep breaths that will calm your nervous system down, and that will bring down the cortisol level. So when you reach to office, you are more relaxed than previously. All right. So that is what identification and interruption look like. All right. Now, third I of this strategy is implement. Now, implement, as I have already explained one item about how you can interrupt it, that is also part of implementation. But sometimes when we fail to realize that what is causing the stress, or sometimes what happens that many things in our day causes a little bit of a stress, and that stress gets accumulated, and towards the evening, towards the end of the day, we feel stressed out completely, we feel exhausted completely. So what to do about those small stressors? So you need to have a coping mechanism and a busting mechanism that can bust the whole day of stress of whole day, right? So that I have categorized in two parts, that is health and picking one hobby. So what is rest? Meaning you need to adequately rest. You need to have a good sleep in the night. Now, don't count that you are slouching on the couch and watching Netflix, that is a rest. No, that is not rest. That is entertainment, maybe. But that's not rest. Your mind is at work. And when your mind is at work, your other organs of the body, they cannot relax completely. They cannot detoxify your body completely. So, complete rest, adequate sleep is also very, very necessary when it comes to coping with the stress. When you are rested well, your body is prepared to deal with the stress in a better manner. All right, so that is one part. And another part is pick one hobby. So that hobby can be related to your health or creativity. So if you are a creative person, if you are a music loving person, you can learn to play guitar or learn to sing. Or if nothing else, then at least pick a hobby that can keep you in shape, that can keep your health in check, like walking, like going to gymnasium, like learning some physical activity, maybe participating in a game, anything that keeps you healthy. And if you can pick both, that's even better. But if you can't, at least pick one activity that busts out your stress, that takes out all the negative kind of energy, stressing, the elevated level of cortisol in a better way, in a channelized and directed way, and build something constructive, positive for you from that energy. All right, so this was 3I strategy for coping up with the daily stressors. I will summarize that. First I is identify. So identify the problem, identify the stressor, what is causing the stress in your daily life, then interrupt. So once you have identified, then you have to craft a response towards that stressor. So whenever that stressor arrives, you are better prepared to handle that stressor. Third is implement. So implement, sometimes we fail to identify the daily stressor, or maybe there are so many stressor, small stressor in our spreading throughout the day, and they are causing a little bit of a stress, but by the end of the day you are completely exhausted. So for that, you need to have you need to apply these two things. Like, one is rest adequately, and second is pick a hobby to build your health or to help your creativity, like learning to play guitar or something related to painting, or maybe some game or something. Right? Okay, so this was strategy number one to deal with the daily stress, 3I strategy. Strategy number two, it is useful when it comes to deal with the kind of stress that has happening to you because of a recent event that happened in the recent past. So this strategy is called 3S. So we will try to understand with the 3S how you can deal with this kind of stress. So first S stands for short break. So when you are dealing with such kind of stress, take a short break. And I will highly recommend that take a holiday of 2 to 3 days at least and go out somewhere, and especially in the nature, especially in kind of jungles or mountain where you are feeling close to nature. The reason is that we all are products of nature, and studies after studies have shown that when the environment is changed around us, it is very easy to pick up and build new habits. We want to build new habit to deal with the stress, and that's why we want to change the environment. So changing your environment from your flat to another flat, that will also help. But if you are closer to nature, that is going to help you immensely. So that's why I recommend that if possible for you, then take out a break and go out in nature. So that is first S, short break. Second S is short-term goal. Pick something which you might wanted to do for a long period of time, something very small. Maybe you were planning to learn a guitar for a very long time. Maybe you were planning to learn pottery for a very long time, or maybe just any new hobby which you have just picked it up. You want to start wetting your feet into that. So pick a short-term goal that can be from maybe 3 weeks to 3 months, not more than that, to learn something or to implement something. Pick a short-term goal. And then the third S stands for sprint to success. Now, when you have picked up a short goal, build a strategy, just focus on that one goal and put everything to accomplish that goal, to achieve everything, that goal by doing anything, right? All right, so this is 3S strategy. How does this work? Why does this work? So when you take a short break, when you are in the same environment in which the recent event which is causing the stress that has happened, the environment reminds you of all the stress that has happened during the event, and it goes on and on in your mind, and when it repeats again and again in your mind, you are not able to get rid of that loop of stress. So your short break, the changing of the environment, that will help you to break that loop. And also that new environment will help you to build new habits that are necessary to achieve the goal which you are going to set. So when you are having this short break, introspect and find out what you want to achieve in next 3 weeks to 3 months. Set a short-term goal in this 2-3 days of break. Okay, and then once you have set the goal, then set the strategy that what all the things that you are going to do to, in order to achieve that goal, and put everything to achieve that goal. And once you can achieve that goal, because you have built the new habit and these habits are taking you towards a goal, so this habit will also help you break free from the pattern that is causing the stress, number one. And number two, when you will achieve something at the end of this whole strategy, or maybe at the end of 3 week or 3 months, when you will achieve something, that sense of achievement will fill up the gap that event has created for you. If not 100%, then it will help you overcome that gap, right? It will set you towards a path where you can come back on track. All right, so that was strategy number two, 3S strategy, that is applicable for a kind of stress that is happening because of a recent event. All right, let's move next. And this is the kind of strategy, it is called 5R strategy. And this is useful in the time when you are feeling stressed from the life itself. When you are feeling that nothing is going according to what you want according to how you want to go these things in life. So then this strategy comes very handy. So what is this strategy? There are five R's. So number one, R number one stands for retract. So it is like taking a break. So retract means stop doing what you are doing. For how long? It depends on you. Maybe for 5 minutes, maybe for 10 minutes, maybe for a whole day, maybe for a weekend, as long as you need. It depends on you. What kind of problems you are going through, it will depend on that. Okay, so retract. Just take a pause from whatever you are doing. Okay, so just say that I am not going to do any of the thing until I found a better way of doing all these things. Just take a pause, retract. Then the second R stands for relook or reflect. Relook means what? Now here you need to introspect that what are your long-term goals? What do you really want to achieve in long-term in your life? And once you have identified maybe one or two, three things that you really want to achieve in long-term, and then you see that how many of those actions, how many your daily actions are aligning that particular goal, something that you really want to achieve in the life, how many of your daily actions are aligning with that particular goal? If there are very less number of actions that are aligning with that goal, no wonder that you are stressed out, because you want to achieve something but you are doing something else. Your actions are not taking you where you want to go. Obviously, you will be stressed out. So you need to find this gap, that what you really want to achieve and what you are doing on a daily basis. Is it taking you closer to what you want to achieve, or it is taking you farther away, or it is taking you in some different direction from what you really want to achieve? That is relook and retract. And the third R is reprioritize. Now, how you need to reprioritize? This reprioritization is different from relooking. In the relooking part, you were looking at what is not aligning with your long-term goal. And if possible, you also need to shed out all those unnecessary items which are not necessary and which are not necessarily adding any quality to your life or not adding anything in order to achieve your long-term goal. That was the part of second R, relook or reflect. Now, reprioritize is that you need to think about all the tasks which you are left with, that which are more important ones and which are less important ones. Now, it might sound very obvious, but what happens if you look at the task matrix, means what kind of tasks are there? So one of the kind of tasks is important but not urgent, and another kind of task is important but urgent, and third kind of task is not important but urgent. For example, ringing phone, it might not be important but it is urgent. We have to answer that. Somebody is ringing the doorbell, might not be important but it is urgent. We have to respond to that. And then when the second kind of task, I said that they are important but not urgent. They are your long-term goal. They are not asking for any urgency from you. They are not asking that you need to get me done tomorrow itself, but they are there. They are important for you. They are important for your well-being. They are important for your life. They may be important for your family as well. Health is one of the examples. Health is important in long-term, but is it asking you today that you have to go to gym? No. It's a long-term goal. Important, but not urgent. And the third kind of task I told you that it is important and urgent as well. Like your boss is asking you to do something. Now it is important and urgent as well. Right? So you have to prioritize all your daily task or weekly task in these three categories, that you need to focus most of your time in the category of important but not urgent. More time you will focus on those category, less time you will have to focus on other tasks, and more fulfilled you will feel, more less stressed you will feel. So that's the key, reprioritization. And we always have to introspect about this category, that how many tasks which we are doing are important but not urgent, and important but urgent, not important, not urgent. What happens is, today we might create a chart for us that these are the important but not urgent tasks, we are going to focus on them. But as we go through the life, important but urgent, important and urgent, and not important, not urgent, these tasks, they take precedence, because there is a sense of urgency that you have to do. I wanted to record this podcast, but I was getting a call. Recording this podcast is important for me, but when I'm getting a call from an unknown number, I have to respond to that. That urgency takes over in our daily life. All right. So we have to, time to time, we have to reprioritize our tasks in these three categories. Fourth R is realign. See, here we are talking about a long-term goal. And whenever we are talking about long-term goal, the talk cannot be completed without talking about limiting beliefs and empowering beliefs. So here, this fourth R is talking about realigning your belief system to empowering beliefs, realigning your belief system in such a way that it is helpful in achieving your long-term goal, in dealing with small problems that are going to come in your way on your daily, on the daily basis. Yes, and I'm not getting into depth into this fourth R, because I have dedicated two full episodes about how you can identify your limiting beliefs and how you can change them into empowering ones. So you can go and check out those episodes. I will drop the link of those episodes in the description box. So that was fourth R, realign. Number five is respond. So respond is more or less like the daily stress management strategy, the one which you have discussed with the three I. Now you might be asking, what is that daily stress management strategy doing inside this long-term stress management strategy? Because a long-term stress management strategy cannot be without a daily stress management strategy. Obviously, you need to deal with the daily stressors. You need to deal with daily problems. There will be hundreds of things that will be hounding for your attention, that will give you small stress, little stress. And at the end of the day, it will leave you exhausted, and you will not be able to perform in such a way, and you will not be able to perform anything for your long-term goal. So you need to have that strategy in place. You need to pick some hobby, some creativity, take care of your health, prioritize your sleep, prioritize people, prioritize activities that gets you closer to your goal, prioritize people who gets you closer to the goal, and minimize time with those activities and things and people who are hindering your progress towards your long-term goal. So that's what the 5R strategy for long-term or life-related stress management techniques. These were the three things, the stress management strategy for three different kind of stress. All right, so this is almost it for this episode. But before I end this episode, I want to make this announcement that we have started this 21 days of holistic happiness, mind, body, soul, joyride WhatsApp class, and the batch one is going on in the full fledge. And the batch 2 I'm going to launch soon. So if you really want to be part of that batch, it's free and there is no excuse that why you cannot be there. So I really want you to be there to learn few tips, tricks and techniques to apply holistic happiness in your life. So to join that, I will leave a link in the description. Just click on that link and register, and you will be able to join that. All right, so that is 21 days of holistic happiness. If you really want to connect with me on social media, I am mostly active on Instagram. My handle is happiness architect. You can also contact me to my website. My website is akshaytiwari.in. You can be the part of my VIP Facebook group also. And I will leave all the links in the description. Till the time we are seeing each other again. Bye bye. God bless you. See you in the next one.